Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 100 Best Gluten-Free Recipes by Carol Fenster is a practical gluten-free cookbook designed to make everyday cooking feel familiar again for people avoiding gluten. Drawing on the author's broader work in gluten-free recipe development, the book curates a focused set of core recipes that cover the foods many cooks miss most, including breads, pastas, cakes, pies, and other comfort staples. Rather than presenting an experimental niche approach, it positions gluten-free cooking as normal home cooking with reliable methods and ingredients. My Dent Means Of, the collection is supported by an introductory guide that helps readers understand shopping and label reading, organize a gluten-free pantry, and work confidently with common gluten-free flours and baking helpers. But usability is a key goal. The book includes color photos and visual cues that help readers quickly spot recipes suited to different needs, such as vegetarian options, kid-friendly choices, and dishes that can be prepared in 30 minutes or less. Overall, it aims to be a go-to reference for repeatable gluten-free meals and baking. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a curated set of everyday gluten-free essentials. The book's central value is its deliberate focus on the recipes people actually rely on week after week. Instead of trying to cover every possible cuisine or specialty technique, it concentrates on practical gluten-free versions of mainstream favorites, especially the categories where gluten is most entrenched: bread, baked goods, and pasta-style dishes. This curation matters because many gluten-free cooks do not need hundreds of variations. They need a short list of dependable foundations that work consistently and taste good. By narrowing the selection to a best-of-collection, the book functions like a core library, a place to start when stocking a new gluten-free kitchen, and a place to return when planning meals for family and guests. This approach also reduces decision fatigue for beginners, who can be overwhelmed by unfamiliar ingredients and conflicting online advice. The result is a cookbook that emphasizes repeatability and convenience, helping readers build confidence through routines, staple bakes, and reliable methods that translate well to everyday schedules. Secondly, practical guidance for shopping, labels, and pantry setup. Beyond recipes, the book provides an introductory toolkit for living and cooking gluten-free in a realistic marketplace. For many readers, the hardest part of going gluten-free is not cooking itself, but shopping wisely and avoiding hidden sources of gluten. The guidance on label reading and ingredient awareness helps readers navigate packaged foods more confidently, while the pantry organization advice supports long-term success by encouraging a stable set of trusted staples. This kind of front matter is especially useful for newly diagnosed celiac cooks or households transitioning to gluten-free eating, where cross-contamination concerns and ingredient confusion can derail good intentions. The book's emphasis on stocking a gluten-free pantry also supports cost control. Buying core flours and baking basics intentionally can reduce waste and limit the need for one-off specialty purchases. In effect, the book frames gluten-free cooking as a system made up of shopping habits, storage choices, and ingredient familiarity, not just individual recipes. Gluten-free baking approaches for breads and desserts. Baking is often the make or break area of gluten-free home cooking because gluten normally provides structure, elasticity, and tenderness in everything from yeast breads to cakes. The book's focus on breads, cookies, cakes, and pies addresses this challenge head-on by offering recipes intended to deliver familiar results without wheat. While gluten-free baking can require adjustments in technique and ingredient handling, the value here is the author's tested approach to producing satisfying textures and flavors in the categories where people most want normalcy. The inclusion of classic baked items also makes the cookbook socially useful. It supports baking for school events, holidays, and gatherings where gluten-free eaters often feel left out. Because the book is built around everyday favorites, it also encourages readers to treat gluten-free baking as an achievable routine rather than an occasional high-effort project. In practice, these recipes help readers rebuild a home baking repertoire that is both enjoyable and dependable. Fourthly, time-saving and family-friendly usability features. A notable design goal of the book is to help busy households find gluten-free options that fit real-time constraints. Visual icons and clear organization make it easier to select recipes that match a cook's immediate needs, such as quick dishes that can be prepared in 30 minutes or less, kid-friendly picks, and vegetarian options. These usability cues are not just decorative, they support meal planning and reduce the friction of cooking gluten-free on a weeknight. For families managing multiple preferences, such as a gluten-free requirement alongside vegetarian eating or picky eaters, these signposts help readers navigate the book efficiently. The result is a cookbook that acknowledges that gluten-free cooking is often part of a larger set of everyday responsibilities. By making recipe selection faster and more intuitive, the book positions gluten-free meals as practical for school nights, work schedules, and routine lunches, rather than reserved for special occasions. Lastly, accessible presentation with photos, and repeatable results. Cookbooks succeed when readers can visualize outcomes and trust the process, and this book supports both goals through a friendly, reference-like presentation. The inclusion of color photos provides a reality check for appearance and serving ideas, which can be especially reassuring for gluten-free baking where expectations and results do not always match. Photos can also help newer cooks understand what a finished gluten-free loaf, cake, or dessert should look like, reducing uncertainty. More broadly, the book's emphasis on recipes that readers will use again and again signals a commitment to reliability. In a category crowded with one-off novelty recipes, a collection built around staples positions itself as a working kitchen tool. This practical orientation makes it suitable for a wide range of cooks, from newly gluten-free beginners to experienced home bakers who want a compact, dependable set of standards. The design choices reinforce the book's purpose to make gluten-free cooking feel approachable, consistent, and worth repeating. In conclusion, 100 Best Gluten-Free Recipes is best suited for home cooks who need trustworthy gluten-free versions of everyday foods and want a cookbook that functions as a practical kitchen companion rather than a niche showcase. People with celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or households cooking gluten-free for a family member will benefit from the book's emphasis on familiar staples, especially in baking categories where gluten-free results can be difficult to master. The introductory guidance on shopping, label awareness, and pantry setup adds real-world value by helping readers build sustainable routines, not just cook isolated dishes. Busy readers will also appreciate the usability features that highlight quick recipes and family-friendly options, making it easier to keep gluten-free meals in regular rotation. Compared with many gluten-free cookbooks that either focus heavily on specialty diets or scatter attention across too many themes, this book stands out for its curated scope and repeatable essentials. It aims to reduce the learning curve and decision fatigue that often come with gluten-free cooking by offering a focused selection of recipes intended to deliver dependable results. For readers seeking a compact, practical foundation for gluten-free meals and baking, it is positioned as a reliable starting point and a long-term reference. If you would like to support Carol Fenster, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.